from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He kind of also feels a little bit like a Mike Brown type guy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we've said that a lot this offseason.
He's gotten... some guys that play the game, he's probably the way he's looking to play it, into that rotation and on that roster. And he's just a guy that he'll get after it. You know, we talk about dogs and all this other stuff and people want a dog. I mean, he has the capability to be that. He's a hard-nosed guy. Like I said, it just gets after it. That's what Mike Brown wants to see. And when you talk about maybe not having – all the minutes in the world, that's what you want to see in your 4 minutes in the first half or eight total minutes or something like that. Man, get out there, give me everything you got for that 8 minutes and affect the game, maybe on the defensive end or just with your energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued to see a lineup of him and Alex Len together, because Len was second in terms of defensive rating. So they have the 1 and 2 guys from last year's defensive ratings. I think the two of them will be a very hard-nosed defensive duo, and you can kind of fill out the rest of the roster with starters or bench players, but having McLaughlin and Len as kind of the perimeter anchor and interior anchor should be a good look.
Before we let you go, Will, you've got something dropping later today, really sometime this afternoon, regarding Kevin Huerter and what it might look like if he moved to the bench. Obviously we want everybody to go read the article when it's available, but give us a little tease of what's in that column to come.
Yeah, apparently I can't stop writing about Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
The ideas keep coming. But
there's a lot of different scenarios that play out with Kevin Huerter that are interesting, so it's understandable.
Yeah. You guys were talking about it yesterday, I think, how that backup 3 spot is like wide open, and I think Huerter fits really nicely in there. They only had Monk last year who could score off the bench and like not score, but like score big game, like help. The number I looked at was 20 point games. Monk was the only Kings reserve last year with a 20 or more point game. Wow. So the Kings were the only team with one player to do that in the NBA. So having Huerter come off the bench, I think, gives them another player who can get going on any given night. He can easily score, I think, 20 off the bench. He has the three-point shooting ability where if he gets hot, he'll just keep shooting. And it never hurts to have another guy that you can plug in off the bench who is going to give you that big night. Like Terrence Davis, I think they really missed that from him last year and just were a little one-dimensional in terms of defensive players off the bench last season.
That's a pretty tough stat.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I said it yesterday. We've said it a number of different times. I think he could really help this team if he embraces that role. I think he can have a real impact on this team, on this season, if he says, all right, this is what it is. Then he goes out and is the best backup player he can be or bench player he can be. I think he could really help this team. I like I said, I don't want to put it out there like he's going to definitely be pouting or anything because I haven't seen any signs of that, haven't heard any signs of that, so I don't want to put that on him. But, you know, I just wonder. I know he wants to start. Everybody wants to start. I wonder if he's able to get past that. I think he could flourish as an individual, and the team can be pretty lethal if he buys into that.
Yeah, if Keon starts, this is all ifs, but having Monk and Herter as a duo off the bench has got to be one of the best, at least scoring duos off the bench, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of who could have two better scorers like coming in as reserves. I don't know.
That was a tough stat, man. I don't even think I put that together. That's yeah, I mean, that's another fascinating component to take into the Malik start or second unit debate. Will, great stuff as always. We're looking forward to that article about Kevin Herter that's going to drop sometime this afternoon. Be on the lookout for that. Make sure you're following Will Z across his social media platforms to stay caught up. Will Z of SI.
Hey, there he is already hating on the Kings.
Well, DeMar versus De'Aaron. It's right there in plain print.
My next article is going to be nice and short. Just the Kings need defense.
There you go. I got some guys at ESPN that you can consult about that one, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
as always.
Guys. Take care. Appreciate it.
That's our man, Will Z. I think we need to work Will into the weekly schedule here now that he's big time media guy.
He's him.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento 98.5 FM KRX QHD2 Sacramento ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Speaking of the national media, Bontemps talked to coaches, scouts, and executives.
Oh, okay.
Now, hopefully, everyone on the radio got the gist of what I was saying. Coaches, scouts, and executives. Asking about who had the best off seasons, who had the worst off season. At no point did I think that the Sacramento Kings were going to have the best off season, especially when you look at, you know, the savvy moves Oklahoma City made. You had Philadelphia constructing an entire roster. You had a million things go right for the New York Knicks. What I didn't expect, though, was to see that the Sacramento Kings had the worst offseason.
Come on, man.
And if I remember correctly, the number, I think I still have the article pulled up, the number was 18 coaches, scouts, and executives. Three of them said that Sacramento had the worst offseason.
I don't even know. I just look, man. We read this thing for content to hear. I just don't understand why it has to be all that, right? Like, why? Like, if you're not as high on the DeRozan signing, that's fine. We could disagree on that. Whatever the case may be, if you're like, it's just kind of whatever, that's fine. No, they had the worst off season. All right, sir.
So here's a quote. All right, man. Here's a quote from the article from a Eastern Conference executive who could have just been the guy getting coffee. The opportunity cost of not giving runway to Keegan Murray and a bad bet on the fit. That wasn't even the most egregious line. I think, there's no quotes, there's no attribution anywhere. I believe the following line is from Tim Bontemps. Again, I do not see it credited to anybody. So, Tim wrote this. Mm-hmm. I assume with a straight face. The Bulls moved DeRozan and watched the Spurs come away with the only significant asset in the trade.
Come on, man.
As far as Sacramento, those who cited that deal didn't like the fit of DeRozan with the Kings. But I'm going to read that first line again.
That's crazy.
The Bulls moved DeRozan and watched the Spurs come away with the only significant asset in the trade.
Is he talking about Harrison?
Who else would he be talking about?
You know what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
That damn pick swap.
Oh, he can't possibly be talking if he about doesn't a 2031
think,
pick
think
swap.
About it, though. If he doesn't think DeRozan is significant, why would he think Harrison Barnes is?
We're really making the case that a pick swap 6 years from now is the most valuable asset? Hell, 7 years from now is the most valuable asset in that trade?
I'm just saying, I don't think it's inconceivable to, I mean, you would never know because these people never talk and defend their
points. And to be clear, he did not clarify what he was talking about.
James,
if you're listening, text your boy.
I bet you he's talking about that pick swap. I bet you. I'll put $2 on it. That's crazy, too, by the way. That's crazy.
That is amazing.
I bet you that's what he talk about.
Absolutely amazing. A pick swap 7 years away, and the Spurs are sitting high in this deal.
I tell you what, whoever gets drafted with that pick better be Wilt Chamberlain, or else this was all for nothing.
I just, like I said, man, if somebody doesn't like the deal or isn't as high, that's fine. The reasons, like, to diminish it are just, I don't understand them. I really don't.
I apologize. I found it.
Oh, okay.
I found it.
Okay.
Who had the NBA's worst offseason? Denver. Chicago was on the list. Denver
that's
got
a little egregious.
Denver got 6 votes. Chicago got 5. The majority of the votes went to 3 teams.
I'm sorry to ignore. I mean, mm-hmm. What the hell did Washington do? They drafted a guy at number 2 that barely played in summer league. Like, could barely, like, do anything. But okay. I just think about that stuff. That's all.
Denver, Contavious Caldwell-Pope. But here's the line, and I apologize for missing this earlier. Salute to Kenny Caraway and everybody else involved. After trading, so Chicago makes the list with 5 votes. They finish 2nd behind Denver. After trading both Caruso and DeMar DeRozan and not getting a first-round pick in either deal, and watching the San Antonio Spurs get the best asset, a 2031 pick swap from the Kings.
Hey,
that
run me my $2.
Is
somebody
incredible.
Run me my $2. Somebody run me my $2.
That is tough.
So like, even to clarify, DeMar, and I don't know if he's going to do this here. I'm just making an argument. We can maybe poke holes in it. But what did DeMar average, like 24 last year?
Yeah.
So this person that they pick in 2031 has to average more than 24 points a game. Or let's just say, for instance, the numbers go down. I say DeMar is going to average like 18, 19 points a game. Whoever the Spurs draft in 2031 with that pick swap needs to be 20 a night.
Well, you know,
and
what,
they know already it's going to be 20 a night.
But you know what the unwritten part is? They're expecting the Kings to be in the lottery in 6 years. There's no chance the Kings are going to be good. So the San Antonio Spurs, who are on their way to winning at least 9 championships, are going to swap picks 7 years from now with the team that's going to finish in the lottery.
You know why else?
But no one has the balls to write that.
You know, but even with that premise, and you're right, that's how they're looking at it. It's ridiculous. But you know why they're even wrong about that? Even more wrong? What even being so definitive with it? What if this draft class in 2031 is the same as the one that we just had? We don't even know. Like, we don't know what the draft class is.
But what if somebody has national media does, because they're really hyped for this 2031 draft.
I was going to say, you're right, too, with how they're thinking. They're just not saying it. Because I remember one write-up said, yeah, they're going to be able to draft a running mate for Wemby when he's in his prime and all that. So,
But like I said, that maybe they feel they could draft a running. What if it's Alex Sarr as the second best prospect? You have no idea. Like, the Kings could have the number one pick in 2031. And if it's in a draft class like we just had, that's not a franchise. That's not a franchise player. I cannot believe they are so stuck on this pick swap. This is bizarre. This is bizarre
behavior. I do love your alternate way of looking at this, because I'm envisioning the article of the Kings passed on a chance to land DeMar DeRozan because they refused to give up a pick swap 7 years from now.
Can you imagine if it was written the other way around, like that happened, like the Kings, like, nope, can't do it.
Kings.
Would everyone be like, oh, yeah, it's a good idea to buy the Kings.
Think about what we're talking about right now. What grade is Reason?
Going into the sixth.
He's going into sixth grade. In 7 years, my man is out of high school.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Or about to be out of high school?
Freshman year in college, I think that would be.
What we're talking about. He's in sixth grade.
Bro, can you imagine if the Spurs draft
Reese? No, he would have graduated. Going into his freshman year in college.
We're talking about a pick when Kenny's son, who is in sixth grade, graduates high school. Wow.
When you put it that way.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I mean, this is, and the fact that we're even mentioning it is crazy, but the fact that you say somebody won because they got that pick, that we don't know what the pick is. We don't know what the draft class is. We have no clue. I know maybe Tim Bontips goes to the top seventh graders recruiting page every month or something like that. Maybe he does.
Peyton's got a great point. It's the Reese draft. The Kings just gave Wimby Reese.
Well, I'll make sure that don't happen.
Don't worry
about it, guys. I'll make sure that don't happen.
Oh, Kenny Manning over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Kenny,
don't draft my son. He's only going to Sacramento.
We'll come back. We'll talk more basketball. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Much more ahead. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Kenny just says he hates making money. That's what I heard. Those who are watching on the live
stream. Nobody around here listen to what I just said. Not true.
That's 100% not true.
Both of you do some of their listening.
Well, there's that too. We don't think that's actually happening either.
I spoke up at the meeting for the first time today, and
he cursed everybody out. Y'all should have seen it.
And I still don't think anyone heard me.
Jesse, he kind of cursed everybody out.
He didn't curse anyone out. No, it was a good speech, but like he said, I don't know.
That's a great point too.
I think like the graphic next time.
No, it's funny. Like they do the, and every month they do the, and it's Complex's main thing. And Complex, you know, they really focus on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Mm. And I'm very proud of the fact the two stations that were cooking were KSFM and ESPN 1320.
Yep.
But there is a massive social media platform missing from that. And they're like, man, hey, look at Alt right here. They had 47,000 listening hours on their stream on the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. Salute. That's fantastic. I'm going, because I always point this out to Kenny. Every month they throw out that stat, and I go to YouTube and I show it to Kenny, and I just point at it. Mm-hmm. Today I'm like, hey, Stacy, you know that 47,000 number you just showed? Yeah, well, the Chatty House tuned in for about 52,000 hours last month. Mm. Same time frame in which Alt had 47.
Right.
And Alt airs 24/7 nonstop music. Mm-hmm. If you're over here on YouTube, you're tuning in for the insiders and D'Lo and KC and then our secondary videos.
Yep.
I don't think anyone heard me.
They didn't.
I think Stacy was looking at me dead in the face. That's a great point. Now, if you don't shut the hell up, I swear to God.
This one makes money, too.
Well, I don't know. I'll just stop talking. Because
I have so many people.
It's all there, man.
What's so difficult about nobody coming to work, I have to pull multiple people aside and have difficult conversations with them. But there's literally no time to do it because by the time when we come in here, they're not here. And then when we leave, they're not here.
Yeah.
It's like I have to go out during a commercial break and tell somebody about themselves.
Once again, it's all.
Is it like this where you guys work? Is it like this just everywhere?
Maybe. I guess everybody's got their warts, so to speak. It's just all right there. Like it's all right there. I mean, what we talked about today, some of the things we talked about yesterday, it's just all. This is right there.
We're trying, Jennifer.
That's it. That's all we can do.
We're trying. At least the tribal chief likes us.
He does.
The final boss likes us.
She does.
She did not want me to talk today. Hey, can I add something to that? Sure. I was looking at her. She's like, hey, wrap it up.
I was on the side like Jonah Hill. T-Lo.
Yeah, just went to make the hot tag, and Casey jumped down like when Sid Justice turned on Hulk Hogan at the main event.
I was gonna say maybe they'll listen to Kenny just instead. Left.
Oh no, they'll listen to Kenny.
Yeah, maybe Kenny gives a speech next time.
But Kenny leaves me out there to get beat up by the big boss man and the king. Just leaves me out there. That's all love.
Oh man,
that's all love. We love our people here. Here comes the tribal chief walking by right now. I'm going to put the one in the air just in case he looked. Didn't even look. Look at that. Paid us no attention. Just didn't pay us a lick of attention. I do love working here. As much as I want to yell at people, I do love working here.
It's a blast. It's comedy. Yeah.
Kyle says, Kenny got you back. Way back.
No, well, no. It wasn't that. He
hit me with the macho man. Slapped me, jumped over the top rope and left. Well, Sal says KC is really Shawn Michaels from the Rockers.
James Hamm was getting jumped on Twitter last year, too. KC help? Nope.
Wait a minute. When did you get jumped? Oh, it was the Warrior stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, 95.7?
Yeah.
To be fair.
The 95.7 ..
I think we did help James. I think I did. I said this.
Yeah, that was the birth of the whole.
There was another
time. What the hell
time.
Is going on over there?
There was another time when I was like, I don't know, man.
They got me.
No, I think, you know.
Oh, was it the NBA Central one I'm thinking of?
No, wait. You know who we kind of, and it wasn't like a plan or not. It just so happened. It just happened that way. The person we let get jumped was Drapes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Drapes got his ass whooped. What, was it the Portland line?
It was No, it was the what Legacy was franchise.
The Legacy franchise. That's what it was.
They beat his ass.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was absolutely hilarious. We did that Legacy franchise, put it out there on social media, and they beat Draper's ass for like a week straight. And Kenny and I are just and then, sitting on and the then outside.
We, and then we saw him in like a game. He's like, hey, man, y'all knew what y'all was doing out there. I said, James, we didn't. I swear to God, we didn't know. Swear to God, our hands are clean here.
Our hands are clean on this one. I told him, I'm not coming out with the belt tomorrow, Drapes. Yeah. Kyle Draper screw job. That was tough. That was tough. That was one of the worst Twitter whoopings I've ever seen. That went on forever. No wonder Drapes went down south. He was like, I ain't doing this with these
poor
idiots
Drapes.
Anymore.
Come on, man. We didn't know, Drapes. We didn't know, dog. Come on, man.
Let's get that boy Zabo in here, 916-909-1320. Zay, what's up, baby?
What's up? Y'all got me cracking up here, man. No wonder Drapes went over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We didn't know, Drapes, man. We didn't know, dog.
Hey,
sorry, man.
I forgot. That low-key might have to go on the list of D'Lo and Casey moments over
I'll
the first.
The video.
Yeah, Drapes getting his ass whooped over Legacy franchise.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was
tough,
crazy.
Man. That was tough. Yeah, and we agreed with him too. We agreed.
But he got all the heat.
Yeah.
He got all the heat.
Hit him with the .. That yep. is right.
What's good with you, Zay?
Enjoying listening to y'all. Enjoying my birthday listening to y'all. Shout out to y'all.
Oh, today, man, your birthday?
Come on, man.
Hey!
Air horns, man. You're not a Cancer, but you're a July birthday, so you know it's love, man. Big ups to you,
baby.
Leo season, baby. Well,
yes, sir.
I already said you weren't a Cancer. We didn't have to clarify.
Hey, as a shoe, how old are you?
25.
Okay, I knew you was. Hey, I knew you
say,
was in Jesse's
hey,
age
super
group.
Young.
Yeah, I'm a baby. Yeah, I'm a baby.
Super young. That's how you know how to do all this stuff.
I guess he was what he was raised doing.
Exactly. I was making videos when I was 11.
There you go.
See what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
Zay, while I got you here, do you think the Kings are a certified, verified top 16?
That's what I was going to call about. I think they are, like, bare minimum 5-6, bare minimum. That's if worst case scenario, I feel. Mm. But I was going to ask y'all if y'all think a team is going to hop up the standings randomly like a Grizzlies or a Rockets or a Spurs. I know a lot of people saying the Spurs because, you know, they got that 2031 pick swap. It's going to go crazy.
Well, it's going to go crazy.
Game changer.
So, yeah, I was seeing if y'all – I think personally, though, Kings, at least top six, I think. Bare minimum 5-6. Mm.
Appreciate you, Zay. And happy birthday again, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate you so much and all you do for us.
Great video yesterday, too, by the way. My celebration video.
Well, it was short-lived.
Well,
you,
no.
You I'm saw still, who responded.
Yeah, he's wrong. All you guys are what are we talking about? What are we talking about? It was an exhibition game.
You challenged him.
It was an exhibition game. The season was over.
You challenged him.
Yeah, we have an exhibition match, whatever.
Yo,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
To see if you're even.
I'm sorry. Was Hogan and Yokozuna at the end of WrestleMania 9
Yeah, this is the stuff
exhibition?
He used to root for
no,
back then. What's the issue now?
That's not what this was. What I did
you
was an exhibition.
You challenged Abe to a match.
I said, so you can see if you can even be an expansion team. What are we talking about? I'm the champ. The parade's on Friday.
I'm not sure.
We're going down J Street.
Jack,
and then we're going down Mack Road, too, because we're taking it to South. And we're going down 24th.
You don't live on Mack Road. Stop it.
Well, it's my people.
You don't live on Mack Road.
People.
Don't do that.
It's my people over
don't
there,
do
man.
That.
And we're taking it down 24th,
moved
too,
up
man.
Out the hood. Look at you.
We're taking it down 24th.
I don't know, man.
It's going in Elk Grove, man.
We're going to have to check in with Jack Tunney, because I'm not sure. That was a title defense yesterday.
There wasn't no title defense. This is outrageous. They keep on trying to bring me down, man.
I feel like next season for Pocket Watch, though, we're going to be a little bit more, like, schedule it. If Abe's going to be in, we got expansion teams. Maybe we play, like, Mondays at, like, 3 o'clock or something like that.
Kyle can get in here.
I'm telling
Kyle
you.
Kyle was trying to get in.
I'm getting a Money in the Bank briefcase and a championship belt. And that's how this is going to work. We'll have matches for the Money in the Bank briefcase, and we'll have championships.
Money in the Bank.
The question is, Abe the champion?
No,
or is KC
not.
The champion?
I'm the champion. I'm the big dog. He's one of the little puppies. They're all little puppies, and they're trying to fight for what I have. Season ended when I celebrated. Yes, matter of fact, we could have games going on right now. I mean, we could do it like EPL style. The season may still be going on. I'm the champ. Is what it is.
We have a run-in.
See, he would bring in the
here.
Briefcase if the,
oh, 100%. Yeah. That's why we're getting props. Props are important.
I'd like to officially declare my candidacy for being in the Pocket Watchers League.
All right.
Thank you.
The Oakland Madsens are one an expansion team.
This might be an off-air thing. How is a bank not sponsoring this?
Oh, no, that's a great question.
I've been asking that question since this segment started.
In the preseason, we were saying, hey, didn't we put that up in the meeting?
Yes.
We did. The best game that we play, the best, not even a bit. Like, this is legit. It's
easy. They don't like us. They don't listen to us.
They don't
Charlie's
like us.
Done it.
They don't like us. No?
No.
Okay, I tried.
Take a laugh.
Hey,
take a laugh.
We're workshopping jokes. It's fine. Who did you say it was getting all the gas in the meeting about their views on social?
Would you say all?
And you said you spoke up and were like, the Chatty House does this much.
I think he was using an example.
It wasn't views. It was streamed. It was the Odyssey streams.
Got it. Okay.
For the alt Andy station,
okay,
and that number, because it fluctuates between different age white guys. Sometimes it's the Eagle, sometimes it's 98 Rock, and sometimes it's alt. It's never 102 or the N.
Yeah, right,
it's those three stations. But the YouTube number, in terms of total hours listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Is always higher.
Right.
And I always pull the number up and point it to Kenny. This time I just told Stacy our number.
She might not
have known what it meant and just wanted me to shut up so she could get through the meeting and get to her Olympic analogy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was great.
I was trying to make a point. Like,
I see.
The dopest thing, and the 21st is going to be so dope because it's the 1,000th episode of this show, which is really just nothing more than a celebration of this audience. Mm-hmm. This station was nothing. Like, it was completely non-existent. And then, you know, the Dr. Davids come in and the Roddies come in and the Ramseys start calling. And, you know, then this stream gets launched and you got Bryce and you got all these people who are sharing the word on social media. And it's like, that's what they're preaching in these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look at what they did.
Right. They did it already.
Yeah, look at what they've done for us.
Yes.
And I don't know if they hear me or not. Well, I thought I said it very calm.
Well, you did.
There were F-bombs going off in my head, but I thought I said
that,
it very
that
calmly.
Was
not even one
that
came
was
out?
Great.
No,
he did a great job. No. He did a great job. At least Lisa cares.
Lisa loves us.
Yeah.
And we love Lisa.
Lisa's good people.
You're in, pal.
Yes.
The league is expanding.
Let's go.
Abe is in.
The Chicago Abes.
Kyle
the Oakland Madsens.
Yeah, Abe might be the champion.
I want to relocate,
wait, what is,
bro.
What is happening?
Mom? Mom, I did it.
Oh.
I'm in.
You know what the funny part is? He might have actually called his mom.
I did not.
This is a heartfelt moment right here.
I would have been upset, too, because we could call your mom on the air, and I bet the bit would be delightful. Your mom would go like, oh, baby. I love this so much.
I do want to say, while Zay's listening, while everybody's here, I want to apply for relocation. I am not Los Angeles anything.
There is a relocation fee.
I'll pay it.
All right. We'll meet.
Sacramento Kenny's.
We'll see.
Yeah, I went out of here.
You're more like Mark Davis than you are Jerry Jones in this situation, so I'd be careful.
We'll send you to New York, pal.
Yeah, we might send you to St. Louis. The St. Louis Caraways.
Yeah, I'm applying for relocation. Get that stupid logo off of there, too.
Well, I think Zay did a great job putting
that
logo.
He did a great
job,
but it was a stupid logo.
I thought it looked great.
Stop it. Will you stop it?
I'm going to be broke by the time this 1,000th party is over because I'm going to buy a championship belt, a Money in the Bank briefcase, and I might have to cater the whole thing by myself. Man. Otherwise, we're going to be eating chips.
You got elevator music?
No.
We're trying.
We're trying. Love you, Charlie.
I'm going to go home now.
You are?
I have to go charge my car.
Wow.
Hey,
look at this guy.
Real talk though, where do you go?
So we got solar installed at the house.
Okay.
So we bought a charger for home, but the solar is not done yet where we can plug that charger in. Mm. We also don't have the charger yet. It's still on the way. So I can't charge at home. So yesterday I tried hitting a Walmart off Watt. Mm-hmm. It was full. I went to the Target down off Alta Arden there. Mm-hmm. That's where I charged. Today I'm going to head over to the Galleria because I'm going to need to charge for like an hour. And so I think the Galleria has space for me.
Does it take that long? It has fast charging capability. It shouldn't take an hour.
I don't know. I'm just starting.
You're new to this. No, you should be fine. It shouldn't take an hour.
About 30, 40 minutes to get a good charge.
Yesterday took about 20 minutes to get me from like 55% to 80%, 82%, whatever.
Okay.
So, still, I got time to kill. Yeah. So, I feel like the Galleria is a good place to.
That home charger is a game changer.
Yeah, I'm fired up about it.
Because before I had that and I had to go to the charging stations, it got a little old. It was like, it'd be 10:30 at night. Oh, I forgot to charge. Let me go over here, be out here for 20 minutes. Oh, man. But the home charge,
I'm trying to go home. I have to go. I have to go sit at the mall for 45 minutes or whatever.
Yeah,
and tough. Then I can go home.
Yeah. That's the concession. You either stop at a gas station and you fill your car up with gas that costs $7 a gallon, or you sit in a parking lot and charge your car for 40 minutes.
I'm going to sit in the parking lot.
I want to, real quick, Kyle, because I know you want to leave.
You got a ton of time.
But I want to ask.
You guys keep Kyle here all day.
I want Kyle to be here for this and just.
Yeah, please.
I don't even know if there's anything to explain, but just his reaction. So, I had it here. David Lombardi at 49ers training camp. He said, I can't find it. It'll take too long. But he said something to the effect of, Brock Purdy is on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
He is lighting them up. It's 3 straight touchdowns, 60-yard bomb, another 60-yard bomb. This guy's on fire. And then Grant Cohn comes in and says, he just threw 4 interceptions in his next 5 throws.
It's the best rivalry in football. It's the best rivalry in football right now.
And also, this is training camp, right? This is
for now. So he threw 3 interceptions yesterday, apparently 4 in his last 5 throws today. That's not a concern yet. But if every day Brock Purdy tossing a bunch of interceptions becomes a theme, where he's not growing and learning from these mistakes that you're making in practice, then it could start to become an issue. But right now it's not.
Do they in these scrimmages and stuff like that, do they have running plays?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm never sure.
Yeah. The other thing you'll hear a lot with interceptions is it would have been a sack because they just play through it because they're not tackling the quarterback. So guy gets home, quarterback will just extend the play and just let it rip.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take anything away from it just yet.
Top 5 to 7 quarterback in the game, Brock Purdy.
Hmm.
Agree?
Mm, no, not in a vacuum, but I think when you're talking about just what we're going to see on the field with the weapons they have and the coaching staff they have and all that jazz, yeah, he's going to operate at a top five level for sure.
You can go home.
Thank you.
Oakland Madsons, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
You can go to the mall.
Is there a parade you guys are having for like the expansion being, are we going to City Hall? Are we going to Oakley City Hall? You say in Oakley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Oakley.
I'm not going to Oakley City Hall. That's not a place I want to hang out, even a little bit. No, gonna be pretty low key for now. You'll see some social media rollouts. We're gonna start teasing the uniforms. The works, yeah.
Okay.
We'll start doing that.
Very good. This is a big moment. The PWL is expanding.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
We're like season ticket deposits now. The Venmo.
You know, to be clear, there are expansion fees.
$50.
Just as there are relocation fees. This is not free.
Man, can't wait.
No, relocation was free for John Fisher, so I would like to have also be the case.
No, that's me too.
We're not the MLB.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, no, this isn't Major League Baseball, pal.
Man, I can't wait for our media rights deal. It's crazy.
Well, thankfully, I run the league, so I get the largest portion of that, and you guys get what's left.
D'Lo Goodell.
Yeah, 100%.
David, you're like my cousin, or not my cousin, my nephew. My nephew goes, he was, at the time, he was like nine, and he goes, if you could have a superpower, what superpower would it be? Mm. And I was like, supersonic speed, or whatever I said. Mm. And he went, my superpower is that I can have whatever superpower of whoever is around me. Mm. And
that's a hell of a superpower.
Like, dang. And so I tried to poke holes, and there are no holes in this plan of his. Solid. That's how I feel like you're running the PWL.
Wasn't that what's his name did in the I don't think that was it. In the Spider-Man, the guy who could morph into anybody. Like it's a real famous one. One of the Spider-Mans. Mm-hmm. So like Tom Holland Spider-Man, he was getting beat up by the guy. Like he was in a fight
with Mysterio?
The guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mysterio.
Yeah.
He was in a fight with a guy and then he came out like Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yeah.
And was like, come on, man, I'm here to help you or whatever. He's like, oh, where have you been? But it was really Mysterio and he like that's a crazy one. That's a crazy one right there.
Mm. Totally.
Morph into anybody you want to be. And they believe him.
Yeah. Wait, WWE.
I think I would be Jose Alvarado.
Oh.
Wild replica belts.
Is that what you're doing right now?
Do they have a Tyrese Halliburton one?
They have a Tyrese Halliburton shirt. They have a $1,500 Tyrese replica shirt.
Oh, come on.
Get out. All the way. Thank you. That dude.
I always say, that's awesome for Tyrese. That'd be like as big of a fan as he is to be like, yo, they gave me.
What did it say? Like Pacers 316. What did it say on the front?
Tyrese 317.
Oh, is that?
Or maybe it was Halliburton. No,
it was 317. I don't remember the significance of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, salute, and it had the zero on the back. That's what it was. It had the jersey number on the back.
Yeah.
Congratulations. He loves wrestling. That's what I always love about Tyrese is he loves wrestling. And one of my favorite videos is the video where he sees Booker T. That's just dope. Like, he's so hyped to see Booker T. Yeah. I just love that. Trista Crick coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. You mentioned a couple of things about football. There's probably some things worth diving into. Not with TK, obviously, but we will.
Although she does know her football.
Oh, no doubt. But I'd rather talk about Cam, Mace, freestyles, really anything.
Yeah.
But I do have a question for you that you could just kind of tuck in the back of your head here.
Okay.
And it's, at what point do these holdouts start hurting the San Francisco 49ers? Mm. It's one thing to have one. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to have two. And I have very, very different feelings on the two of them. And I think it's probably pretty obvious. But we'll talk about that. Obviously, quarterback contracts have been signed over the course of the last couple of days with Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa. And what happens next with Dak? He's going to get a contract. He's next up. He's next up almost no matter what, mm-hmm. whether it's with the Dallas Cowboys or with it's another team. the only two players in that vicinity are CJ and then Brock. Brock can't sign anything before next year, before this season is over. But there are some interesting things to watch there, as well as I was listening to Barnwell earlier today, and how, and we've all, you know, put this together on our own, but how the Brock Purdy contract next year is actually playing a major factor into what's going on right now with San Francisco. So we'll dive into all of that. TK coming up next here with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Trista Crick, who's in the chatty house right now, hanging out with the crew. She'll join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Our man TC will join us right now, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Just vibing. Hey, I got two trade proposals I want to throw. I know the one y'all probably already seen, that one, the three-team trade with the Warriors and the Jazz. So that's one of them. I want to get an answer. But the other one is, what you guys do for Jeremy Grant, Trey Lyles, Kevin Herter, and a first-round pick? You think that's too much for Grant, for Jeremy, if they want to pull a trigger? I'll do the trade, bro, because, I mean, everybody's like that first-round pick, but I'm like, Kevin, Trey, it'll make you think a little bit. But on the flip side, bro, that'd be nasty for us. I don't know. My thoughts. I'm just asking, y'all.
That's big money. Yeah. Hey, TC, before you go, you pulling up on the 21st, yeah?
Yes, that's guaranteed. I'm there.
I don't know. I might have other calls to make. I don't know if we can make it.
All right. Leave TC alone. I got to keep a running list of everybody who's coming. If you're pulling up, hit us up. Hit me in the DMs on Instagram or Twitter. Because I just need to keep track of who's coming, because it's not, hey, you know, pull up when you can. Like, right. It's a little different this year. Like, yeah. it's not this year. On September 9th, Sky River Casino, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You can pull up when you want. You could be as loud as Drew Down. You can do all of that. The 1,000 show is going to be a little bit different. And as we kind of finalize the list, because we're doing it here at the studio, it's going to be a little more snug. So, you know, hit the DMs on Twitter or on Instagram. Either one, let me know you're pulling up, and I'll put you on the list.
No, I'm chuckling because I just had the thought of Drew Down being here.
Oh, in Drew Down going to be here. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We might have to put a muzzle on
Danielle. Danielle's going to be like, hey, will you tell the guy up front to be quiet?
We'll put Drew Down right in the front, too. Dr. Davis.
Danielle sits on the complete opposite side of the building. And she's going to be like, hey,
I'm trying
the
to work
person
back
that's
here
for this D'Lo and KC thing, can you please have them be quiet?
TK, the 1,000th show is Wednesday, August 21st. Wednesday, August 21st is the day.
And by the way, we got to make it. By the way, Drew Down's my guy, man. Drew Down, you know, it's all.
Oh, Drew Down knows he's loud.
Yeah, it's all love, man.
Drew Down's text messages are loud.
Drew Down be tapping into 102.5, too. Be calling every now and then.
He loud over there, too. Hey, just out here mowing the lawn. Want to take it with my boys. Listen to 102.5. Y'all know what it is, baby. Love Drew Down for that.
That's our guy for sure.
Manny only calls when he's trying to win something.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, brothers, you hear that new Rakim?
Hey, brothers, did you hear that new EPMD?
No. You know, you got to breathe more.
Hey.
What's up, y'all? That EPMD.
Manny low-key got a between the sheets type of way, like if he had that show.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because for those that don't know what Between the Sheets is, that sounded wild. That sounded crazy.
They wasn't outside.
They wasn't outside.
If we bring back Between the Sheets, first of all, Damian would be on the host of the show.
I've never got to host it.
Yeah,
just convinced Complex to bring back one of my favorite old shows that we bringing back next Friday.
We
ain't even told 102.5 this is happening yet.
Come on now.
Flashback Friday's coming back next week.
Come on.
Yeah, starting at 4 o'clock when we switch over, we going old school. Complex is mixing for 2 hours instead of one. Starting next Friday, 102.5 is going to be insane in the afternoon. Friday afternoons are going to be the lick.
I can't wait. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. But yeah, Manny, you know, he might be auditioning for that. He might be auditioning for the old school too.
Oh, you could do that too. Coming up next. Y'all listen to Rakim, man. Listen to the words Rakim says. It's so moving.
Have you heard the new Rakim?
I actually haven't. I've read about it. Yeah, like he produced all of it. Mm. And there's a couple of tracks he's not even on. Mm. But admittedly, I did not get to that one. So that's E-Me.
Yeah, I heard it's I mean, I would expect nothing else. It's Rakim, so.
Steve Kerr said he's working after taking the bullets for not playing Jason Tatum. He said he's working hard to keep the team grounded. And that kind of stood out to me because we talked yesterday about how it feels like the veterans are leading this squad. And that's something where I think KD, LeBron, and I know Steph isn't an Olympic veteran, but he's an NBA veteran.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're going to see so much of these guys moving forward, especially in those big games, mm-hmm. because they're going to be the ones who hit them with the, hey, settle down. We're playing basketball. Everybody relax. Mm-hmm. And, go back to that South Sudan game. It was LeBron James in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man.
It was LeBron James doing what he do.
Yeah.
And I think Steve already recognizing that South Sudan game could have been the best thing that happened to him.
Yeah. I mean, just getting that scare. Getting that scare and knowing, and same thing happened with Germany as well. You know, like knowing that you got to play, you got to step up. And they came out cooking in that game. The one thing that I said it yesterday that I don't want to say worries me, but I think we got to be aware of is they shot the lights out in that game against Serbia. And if they're not shooting as well, are they going to be able to be as good defensively as they were? Because Serbia did not shoot the ball well. They still got their looks and did some of the things they wanted to do on the offensive end. If the Team USA isn't hitting 18 threes, you know, are they still able to figure out what they need to do? So I expect them to, but that's just something I think about.
Lewis calling a couple hours early, man. I guess it's a early version of...
Always love to hear from the real brothers of Sacramento.
There it is.
One of them.
Lewis, what's going on, man?
For sure, man. Yeah, I'm here holding down the fort and so forth, so I can do what I want. So here we go. This is what we're going to do. Hey, so Steve Kerr, he couldn't find a way to play Jason Tatum despite a 30-point blowout. I'm sorry. Rookie coaches find a way to empty their bench in blowouts and so forth. And so I expect more from my Olympic coach. I don't expect Jason Tatum to sit on the bench while Derek White feasts in place. I'm sorry. I don't like it. But that's me. Steve Kerr's explanation, he forgot whatever. He's got a 10-man rotation. Got it. Not in a 30-point blowout. You better respect these players because they're the ones that really actually do it, Steve. If you don't know, right? You could talk to Mark Jackson about that. The other thing I wanted to hit to, if I could, really quickly, the Garami Grant thing. Now all of a sudden, what is wrong with us right now as Sacramento Kings fans? Right? We can't just be happy with 3 All Stars. We need 4 now, huh? So now we got to trade Herter and Lyles to get Garami Grant. Where is he going to play, right? Here's the thing. Herter, he's our shooter. He's our floor spacer. You, that's a premium thing, right? Like shooting in the NBA. We need that floor spacer, but we also need Lyles as that backup 4 who can come in, also slide to the 5. So everybody, just relax. We got this. We got 3 All-Stars that are starting, right? Rosen, Fox, and Sabonis. Man, if we don't fluff it up, hopefully
Okay. Thank you, Lewis. You got the...
Lewis got all Lewis, the time he Lewis, needed today, man.
Lewis, you got the Pat and Jesse fade, but...
Lewis is moving up the ranks.
I got to be honest. I got nothing to add to that.
He's moving up the ranks. I love when Lewis calls in. Yeah, it is in Mitch territory. I love Lewis. Lewis called often. He got on Steve Real Kerr's brothers. Head. That's where we got to start. He got on Steve Kerr's head, man. And he did say something. Now, look, I'm not going
Steve Kerr did not say he forgot. He I want to be clear. He did not say he forgot to play Jason Tatum.
He did not say that. I will say this, and it's once again, it's not a big deal. They won by 25, 30 points. I think Steve Kerr is a really good coach. He understands the game. I trust him. We talked about it yesterday. You're not losing that game if you play Jason Tatum instead of Derek White.
Did he do anything wrong, though? For all the heat he's catching.
It's not wrong that he
didn't. Did Steve Kerr do anything wrong?
Yeah, like for all the heat he's catching. Like,
no, it's not wrong that he didn't play Tatum, but Tatum should have played over Derek White.
No.
But why? Like they won by what does it matter? I guess my point is like kind of like what does it matter? They won by 25.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't get why it's just not saying
you are saying this or whatever, but just in general, like it's all just been like, oh, Steve.
We want
an
our
idiot.
Olympic coaches to be better.
Exactly.
Steve.
who did you want the Kings to trade for?
Was it
Garami Grant? I'm gonna need that cut, by the way.
Must be French.
I need that sound cut. I need that sound cut.
Oh man. Shout out Lewis.
And
Real
Lewis,
Brothers of Sacramento.
One thing I love about Lewis is he talks with such great confidence.
Oh yeah.
In everything that he's saying.
That's honestly 90% of it.
We've never met Lewis, right?
No, man. Lewis,
that's my man.
Hey, man, Sky River, whatever, man. You got to pull up, Lewis, man. I genuinely mean it when I say I enjoy his calls.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.